This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's just about 7.05 on hump day morning. This part of the program is brought to you by Amazon. We have a guitar that was signed by Carlos Santana when he visited the studio yesterday, and we're auctioning it off this week for the Houston Food Bank, houstonfoodbank.org. So it's gorgeous. It's a Paul Reed Smith style. It's a like a silver gray, and he signed it, and it's beautiful. He was noodling around on it yesterday. And right now, the bidding, I believe, is still at $2,000. Is that correct?
Yes.
So you need to call us if you want to make a bid. 800-400-3697. We're doing $100 increments. Is it Kathy who's still in the lead right now?
Correct.
From
yes.
the Sex 50?
Yes.
All right. So 6 to 9 a.m. today, tomorrow, and Friday. Those are the only times when you can do the bidding. You have to get Hooman on the phone. $100 increments right now. It's at $2,000, and the money's going directly to the Houston Food Bank. You can find all the details about the auction at RadioAlice.com and see pictures of the guitar and everything. It's absolutely gorgeous. You're going to love it. Amazon has a job that fits your life. Seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area, visit Amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer. What are you giggling about over there? Funny boy.
5.0 says, I bet it was Hooman's poop.
Don't tell anyone.
Did Hooman call you to the bathroom one time when he was over visiting?
You know what? I will help you. You're my friend, and I'll help you with your poop situation.
I got a problem in here.
All right. Here I come.
Help.
You got it. I'll always help you, Hooman.
Sarah's right. A girl's got to do what a girl's got to do. All right.
I'm sure there are other people who are like, next time I see you, I'm going to chop your hands off.
For Vinny, someone sent a visual of, it's called Brain Bleach Ultra for all your disturbing image removal needs. Yeah, you'd need that.
No.
If there's your...
No, once you're past it, then it's just a funny story.
You don't get past your partner, the love of your life,
you
holding
do.
A poop log.
You know.
And by the way, there are also texts from people saying, I'm eating breakfast.
Not anymore, you're not.
Gross, I just threw up in my mouth.
Oh, stop it. Hate that expression. Enough of that one already.
That does happen. That's never happened to you?
I guess so.
Oh, my God. That's happened to me.
Yeah.
Where you just all... You
well,
just,
you stick your finger down your throat, so of course
I do not.
Metallica.
I love them.
Let's watch a little video of Metallica performing last night
in Amsterdam.
One of my
favorite all-time bands. Yeah. By the way, I read this thing. It said, the most popular band in every state. Mm. And I was all... Well, oh. Let's see who California... And it was Metallica for California.
People do love their Metallica.
I know, but there's a lot of competition. I mean, Green Day, I thought Green Day could easily have been voted.
Well, maybe they voted for Metallica.
Primus?
No.
Oh, come
stop
on.
Stop it. Just stop.
Carlos Santana?
Okay. Was he the favorite anywhere?
No. Hmm. Well, I stopped at California. I mean, I really, who cares?
Right.
All right, we're going
right,
to watch
we
Metallica perform.
This is Metallica on stage last night. There's James Hetfield.
Oh, my God!
There's the trapdoor. And now he's just sitting in the hole. And finally a stagehand gets over to him. And
did he hurt his hands?
No.
He only fell about two feet.
Let him see that as he gets back up. Yeah, he just kind of stepped in. He gets up. He's... And then they get to the end of the song. It continues on. It continues playing. And
James famously caught fire one time.
Oh,
do you remember that?
I don't.
A flash pot went off. I think they were on a stadium tour with Guns N' Roses when that happened. But a flash pot blew up his arm, basically. And he finished the tour with a it wasn't because he didn't break it. It was, you know, skin grab. Yeah, he had to finish the tour with a wrap on. But he did finish the tour.
Right. It's got to be done.
Well.
Yeah, he just, the stage is in the round, and there's a shot where you can see that he's, you know, so he's able to walk all the way. And so that means that somewhere on that stage is a trap door where they can get down and get out of the stage area.
Right.
And
it
I guess
just
he
seems
just,
like there should be bumpers.
I agree.
Around
use that.
Doors.
There should be a
they
little.
There should be bumpers around the stage. I mean, we see it all the time.
I
these
know.
Artists that fall.
You know what's trippy is we forget because they're so good at moving around on the stage and making it look good. They are playing.
Yeah.
They're not. What's the lip syncing version of playing?
Air guitaring.
Air guitar. They're not air guitaring. Yeah. They're actually playing the song you're hearing.
Right.
And there is a level of concentration going on there.
Sure.
I mean, you would say.
Dude. Well, he turns around. I mean, he clearly is just, you know, and I think that the drummer's back is to him in that. Like, he's behind the guy. At first, I'm like, what's going on with the stage? And then I realize it's in the round. So it had to be the place where you leave the stage from. And he just stepped, because he doesn't fall that far. So there must be stairs right there.
Right.
But it's it does look like it hurt. Actually, the way his leg lands in it, it almost looks like.
Well, he fell forward, so I was surprised that his arm wasn't trapped between his body and the floor there, and that would be end of concert.
Right.
If you hurt your hand.
He hunkers down, though, and at first I thought, oh, no, he's really hurt, because he doesn't. He just sort of curls up, and he doesn't move for a minute until they come over. And then he gets up, and he seems to be fine. Only his feelings are hurt.
Well.
But it's worth a second to look at because
most men won't go, owie.
Yeah.
So it
well,
may
he's
have
Well, he's a Metallica.
Hurt, right.
It was, you know, really undermines his credibility if he starts crying. Oh! Oh! Where's my PETA sound effect? Yeah. I want the inhale of breath. Anyway, I'm ready.
There was never really an inhale. Did I have an inhale before?
I don't know. I thought the whole
thing
had
there.
Yeah, he goes like, ah.
That doesn't matter. Well, that's a different one.
Ow.
Ah.
It's all right. I mean, the moment's passed. It's
different Peter clip. Okay. That's right. Thank you.
Looks like there might be a new Michael Jackson album coming at the end of the month. And by new, I mean old songs from Michael Jackson. On Monday, his Twitter account shared a 15-second clip of some music playing over an animated video of Halloweenish stuff like black cats and spiders, and it ended with Michael's eyes in front of the moon and some clouds and the words Michael Jackson Scream. And apparently there are a bunch of posters that went up in Europe promoting Scream as an album that's coming on September 29th. So that's as official as I guess it's gotten. One of the executives of Michael's estate made some comments to Rolling Stone that make it sound like if there is an album coming, it's not going to contain anything you haven't already heard. One of the executors said, I don't foresee us releasing any more unreleased music for quite some time. That doesn't mean there won't be interesting new record releases in the very near future. It's not that interesting, though, if you've already, you know, if you're a huge Michael Jackson fan, you've got all the records. It's like, oh, great, a compilation of stuff I've already got.
Yeah.
All right.
I would say it's lame, but it doesn't hurt me any, so
no.
I don't really care.
Right.
And it seems like he's released all the music that he should since he's dead.
Yeah.
But okay. Whatever.
You know,
the estate needs the money.
The estate needs the money. It's true.
Famously,
on the other side, though, Prince, I want to see.
I was just about to say, famously, Prince, the rumor about him forever was that he had records upon records of music just in a vault.
Right. That just didn't make the grade as far as he was concerned. Even that one song that we heard, there was supposed to be like a 5-song EP that was going to come out. This was 4 or 5 months ago. And they did wind up releasing one song from it. And it was amazing. We were all like so excited.
Is this it?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. And it wasn't. What I had heard, it wasn't that the music he had made didn't make the grade. It was that he just kept making so much music, he couldn't put it all out. And that he would make new stuff before he ever even
released the old stuff they'd picked to put out.
And so when it was time to put out a new record, he was already creating new music that
he wanted.
Yeah,
put out whatever you want.
So he was really in a position where there should be a lot of stuff coming
there
from him.
There should be. I agree. And just that tiny little taste right there is so... It's actually exciting. Like, oh, I can't wait to hear everything. Sad news. Weird news. I mean, it's not weird that the guy passed away. Rick Stevens, he was the original singer for Tower of Power.
Oh.
And he died of cancer yesterday at the age of 77. He joined the band in 1969, sang lead on their first two albums. Did you grab one of those? We have an example of him singing with Tower of Power in the early 70s.
Let's see. Do You're Still a Young Man.
All right. So this is the one of the two, right?
Is this You're Still a Young Man?
No, this is no.
Sparkling in the Sand.
Sparkling in the Sand.
It's pretty. Here.
Love that song. We were just talking about Tower of Power yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's Rick Stevens singing there.
Mm-hmm.
He's the main vocalist on this. So the dude murdered three people. In 1976.
This dude did?
Yeah.
What?
Like, accidentally ran him over, or what
no,
do you mean?
No, like, drug deal gone wrong, shot three dudes. So, he was...
In self-defense.
He just got out of prison in, like, 2012. He actually got the death penalty.
Oh!
I know. So, I'm kind of going, oh.
I never heard this story.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I got to hear about this. So, he's 77 years old now. He just passed away. And actually, there's a shot of him at Bimbo's. They're actually saying he played a benefit concert this past Thursday. I don't think that could be possible if he just died of cancer.
Well, maybe there was a benefit concert on his behalf just last Thursday.
They're saying there's a picture of him and it says singing his song You're Still a Young Man at Bimbo's 365 Club in San Francisco, where he performed at the Voices of Latin Rock benefit concert Thursday.
Huh.
So it's possible that's a blurb that just has an old date in it, because I would think that a dude who died of cancer yesterday wasn't playing a gig on Thursday. But right, who knows? So he let's see. Lead singer in the early years, diagnosed with cancer 3 months ago.
3 months, and then it took him out that quick.
Apparently so. So I guess that he said in 2013, after he got out of jail, he said, it was chaos. Egos, drugs, women, I lost all feeling. I was drained. In 1976, he was convicted of murder for killing three people in a drug deal gone wrong in Boulder Creek, Santa Cruz County, and San Jose. Sentenced to death for his part as the guy who pulled the trigger. He was paroled by Jerry Brown in 2012 after 36 years behind bars. He served time at San Quentin, Folsom, California Men's Colony in San Luis Obispo.
Luis Obispo.
Yeah. So he was in various jails. He had to kick drugs cold turkey in jail when he was first arrested. And he was talking about how he had to put his life back together. He got out in 2012 and when he got out, he moved in with his son in Antioch and resumed his role as a band leader, forming Rick Stevens and Love Power, playing gigs all around Northern California.
Wow.
I know. But just a crazy story. First, the original singer of Tower of Power, Rick Stevens, dead at 77.
There's a dude who had it all. And then served the bulk of his life in jail.
Mm-hmm. Whew. Over drugs. Things must have been so crazy. Oh, my God. Anyway, rest in peace.
I'll watch that movie.
Mm. Fascinating. And the voice is amazing. And then, you know, one drug deal gone wrong. And, of course, there you are with a gun. What are you doing? Stop it. Stop it. You're a rock star. Please. Lil Wayne is out of the hospital. He suffered multiple seizures on Sunday. His people insisted had nothing to do with his lean habit. It was brought on by a super busy schedule and the fact that he wasn't getting any sleep. And then he said that he's epileptic, and that's what happens. He's going to take 2 weeks to recover, and then he's got a show on September 23rd, and he's planning to be there. So there's that. Hooman.
Yes, Sarah.
Are you still in touch with Ryan Phillippe? I know that you did have
you had
a 4-hour dinner with him.
Yeah, the 7-course. That's just the one time.
Yeah.
How's he holding up? He hasn't been in anything in a while.
Not well. He's not doing well.
Yeah. I figured since he hasn't been in any films in like a couple of years.
Is that true?
Well,
look on his IMDb.
I mean, nothing of note. I see everything, so.
That's true.
You didn't see it.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't see it. He was in some TV show called Shooter.
Yep.
I don't watch that.
Maybe we should watch that one.
Why?
Anyway, he had a terrible accident with a UTV.
What?
It looks like he was off-roading in July, and they're
a
calling
a UTV,
a utility task vehicle.
So it's four wheels,
like a four-wheeler, but it's
you sit on top of it,
right? It's not like it's bigger than those ATVs, but not quite as big as this. Is what it's sounding like to me. So it's a truck-ish thing. So he was the vehicle that he was playing with.
Oh, it looks like a little Jeep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks like something that you might see in the Jurassic Park set.
Or a four-wheel drive golf cart.
Right. Yeah, that's a good way to say it.
Okay.
So it rolled over.
It has a roll bar.
Yeah, it just wasn't a problem. They're trying to roll it back. So now it's him and his friend, and they're trying to get it back on its feet, wheels. But the parking brake wasn't on. And so as soon as they got it righted, it started to roll right toward a crowd of people. So he rushed up to grab the steering wheel to try to veer it off this path that it was on, but it was going really fast and it yanked him underneath, causing the full weight of it to run over his right leg and crush it. So here he is right after the injury. This was back in July, where his foot is in, is that traction? I don't know what that is. It looks like it's got like spikes coming out of it and it's all being held in place. And he just sent an update picture where he's now, there's crutches and he's clearly up and about, but his leg is still destroyed.
That was his hit to take.
You got to stop the thing from hitting the crowd of people.
Yeah. It's his fault.
Yep. At least he tried, you know, to save the people.
Right.
That's a hero's broken leg right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dude, what are you doing?
He could have just been like, four.
No, you don't do that.
Heads up!
Yeah,
Heads up, guys!
You don't yell heads.
Murderous vehicle headed your way.
You got a little more responsibility for that thing than that.
Yeah, well.
In my opinion.
He tried real hard and wound up all racked up over it. The woman who publicly accuses Usher of exposing her to herpes claims that she got the whole sexual escapade on tape.
Okay, this is really?
Quantasia, I know. Quantasia Sharpton. She says she filmed the alleged sex act with Usher and that he knew he was being recorded.
Oh, really? He said, sure, go ahead, roll video, no problem.
She says that her rep, celebrity attorney Lisa Bloom, is that Gloria Allred's daughter? Is attempting to subpoena hotel surveillance video as well, which she claims would show Usher going into her hotel room in 2014. I don't know how many years they keep that stuff for.
Right.
Subpoena all you want. Isn't that a tape that just keeps getting taped over?
You'd think.
An ex-hotel staffer claimed that she saw Usher walk into the Days Inn lobby. Days Inn in Atlantic City, where she says Quantasia came down and took him up to her room a little after midnight. Usher has denied this, saying he couldn't have been there because he was too busy falling in love with his now wife, and Quantasia isn't his type. She's saying, I've got video.
Oh, boy.
Honest to God, it's... She finds out 3+ years later that the dude has herpes, and now she's...
It's just silly.
It is silly.
And then she posted, supposedly last week, there was a story out that she posted on Instagram that she's $2 million... Richer in her bank account or something.
Yeah, I saw a Gossip Cop thing where they're saying that's not true. That it isn't true. Because there was some talk that he just paid her to shut up and go away.
Right.
And so maybe he did, but Gossip Cop is saying it's not true.
Well, that's why someone would come out with that lawsuit in the first place. Get me paid and I'll quiet down.
Exactly. I think her tweets leading up to the announcement were things like, I need money.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, enjoying my last days as a normal person.
So lame.
Don't worry, you'll be back to normal soon.
Because he does have something to lose, and it would make sense for him in a situation like that to go, just pay her and shut her up.
Yeah. I don't want to see her on Entertainment Tonight anymore.
I don't need people continuing to be out there in the news going, that guy gave me herpes. And there's his picture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, he didn't give her, right? I mean, she said that she doesn't have them and she's had a kid since then even. And
yeah.
I think she's just suing him for banging her. I'm not sure what her claim is exactly. Who even knows if he had herpes at the time, for God's sake? I don't know. I don't know what his status is. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to mention really quickly that earlier today we heard the new U2 song, You're the Best Thing About Me.
It's good.
First single from their upcoming album, Songs of Experience. They are expected to announce that the album is going to be available December 1st. I don't have that as an official release date yet, but that's the rumored date. So if you're wondering when that's happening, well, just in time for Christmas.
All right.
So, and the song's great. We'll play it again at some point this morning. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The standing desk trend may not be as good for you as you think.
Oh, no.
And nipples make the news.
Can't argue with nipples. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Go to RadioAlice.com and you can check out the auction of the Carlos Santana autographed guitar that we're doing for the Houston Food Bank. Find out all the details. I think the bid's at $2,000 right now. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. This is just funny. And this is just human creativity. And this is a calculator that I wish I had. This guy took two calculators and plays Despacito on them. I don't know if they're like just musical calculators or these are just the...
They're from Japan.
Oh.
So I don't know either what kind.
Wait, so there's a tone attached to each
number? Each number.
Exactly.
So... Brennan, did you put this up at Radio Alice?
It's going to be on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook
okay,
page.
Okay, it's just super cute and charming. And
all right.
Hold on. When's it going to get to the Despacito? I love it. You can hear the clacking. Anyway, we're putting that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's totally stupid, but worth like a minute of your time. It's so funny. People are amazing. Amazon has a job that fits your life. Seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit Amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. Question is, can that kid play that on the actual piano?
Probably, right?
I would think so, yeah.
He looks
like
a dude
so,
who,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can play, but it's so funny just like knowing the numbers to do. You know how sometimes people, you see like an accountant or something and they're going, they're not even looking, they're like.
Right.
You know, if you could do that, it'd be like a great little musical instrument.
Here's what's happening.
Okay. That's for the best.
For those of you still sporting your I'm with her sticker, a new book is coming out next week. Actually, CNN's already purchased it, so you can read little blurbs from Hillary Clinton's new book, What Happened?
Yeah.
It comes out next week for wide release, and who knows, maybe that'll all make you feel better about the current
or not.
Election
she's,
climate.
I understand she's doing a lot of blaming other people.
Yeah. Puts some of that on Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
Why is she blaming him?
He
endorsed her.
He didn't lay back soon enough.
He didn't lay back soon enough. And she's saying that basically the things, because they agreed on so many of the issues, he had to impugn her character. And so that she feels damaged.
So she's blaming Bernie.
Yes.
Who else is she blaming?
Everybody. Basically.
Joe Biden takes a hit in here.
Fantastic.
For what? Yeah.
James Comey takes a hit.
Oh, that's good.
You got fired.
Anyway, What Happened will be out soon, everyone. Great holiday reading.
Sure. Oh, my God. Light uplifting.
Just
you'll laugh.
Time.
You'll cry.
You'll hear her explain why.
Does she take any blame herself?
You know,
I have no idea.
I haven't read it.
Based on this article, she jumps back and forth between taking blame and putting blame onto others.
Well, she's saying what happened.
So it's hard to
know.
In my opinion, it was the most winnable election of all time in the history of the world.
The biggest clown on earth.
Of all ever.
Right. If you can't beat that guy, see you later.
So anyway, it turns out that standing desk thing that everyone does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our own promotions department.
Right.
Rebecca does the standing desk thing. The first time she did it, she had this janky box, and it was a computer on a box, and they made her take it down because it was a health hazard.
Sure, it could tumble right onto her.
What are you doing? What? I'm doing the standing thing, right. That new trend.
I want to get a stand-up
desk. She's got one now, though, and it says, a new study out of the Institute of Work and Health in Toronto says that standing all day is also terrible for you, so the avoiding sitting may not be the best move.
Well, don't those desks usually adjust so you can spend a little time sitting and a little time standing? Like if you're in and out of the office, you have it
in stand
mode. If
you can afford, they're expensive. That desk where you can, you know, move it up and move it down. That's an expensive desk.
Check the price at IKEA. I thought that was like fairly, well, I mean, I guess if you're
I'm seeing
company,
like $400. I see one for $200.
The movable desk?
$375.
I'm sure you can get a really nice one.
Just Google images.
Shopping.
God, those chairs you
$500.
See. $500. If you've ever been through one of these tech
offices. The $5,000 ergonomic chairs.
And they all have them.
Right.
A whole room full of those $5,000 chairs. And the
your BC dollars at work.
Movable desk.
Right.
Hoo-yay-yay. Anyway, it says that for people who stand... they found that people who stand are twice as likely to develop heart disease as people who mostly sit, especially women.
Really?
The reason is that when you're standing, your body has to work a lot harder to pump blood from your legs to your heart.
Oh.
So standing is worse for you than sitting? Maybe.
That's not true.
Well, and laying is probably better for you than sitting, so we should have like lay down desks.
Researchers say the best thing to do is mix it up. Just don't sit and just don't stand. So,
oh, there you go.
It's a nice one from IKEA for $239.
Wow. You say nice.
By IKEA standards.
I've seen these desks.
Does it come
it's
with?
It's a full desk. It doesn't do the fancy swing out, but it just goes up and down.
It has a crank on it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to stand there cranking that thing. I'm sure that's going to happen.
I think it comes with meatballs too, Sarah.
Oh my God. Let's go get one. Meatballs.
So nipples are pretty.
Are they?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. I think if you really look at a nipple, it's not all that attractive.
Weird, huh?
Yeah. Very weird.
They're awesome.
You couldn't be more wrong.
Yeah.
Strange.
It is strange. That
little hairs growing out of them. And
wow.
Weird little muffin there in the middle.
You're talking about a gnarly one.
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, we've got a boy over at Berkeley now.
Yeah.
A Berkeley law that makes public displays of female breasts illegal could be abolished this month if a city councilman gets his way.
Gee, I wonder what his motivation is.
The nudity ordinance, as it stands, makes it a misdemeanor or infraction for a woman to expose any portion of the breast at or below the areola. Oh. Under a new proposal, anyone
could... Top of the boob, okay.
Yeah.
Bottom of the boob, not okay.
Anyone, they say, under a new proposal, anyone could go topless in the city without regard to gender.
Yeah.
Chris Worthington, a progressive councilman who has represented the student-heavy district near UC Berkeley for 2 decades.
Would love to see the college co-eds with their tops off. All right, thank you.
Says this law is sexist. He said it objectifies women and creates confusion for transgender individuals as well. Now, I realize... I've become the old guy, the get off my lawn guy. Mm-hmm. I get it. But I am still completely distracted by boobs. I don't know. In his world, he's evolved beyond that. And
he just wants to see the girls with the chops.
He's able to see a boob and not get stuck on it. He's able to see a hint of areola on a picture online and not stand on his desk to
try to get a better angle.
See if that is, in fact, maybe just a shade. A variola.
Mm.
Good for him and good for Berkeley.
Yeah.
You're evolved.
Right.
And I expect you to do well with this.
Yeah. You know, it's the thing is that boobs are distracting.
They're beautiful.
They're great. Even as a woman, if I saw a chick with her top off, I would totally look and crash into the car in front of me. It's like, you know, if you had lasers that shot out of your eyes, we'd have to have you keep those closed. You got to keep the danger. That's dangerous.
In the proposal, which will be considered at the September 12th City Council meeting, referenced is an exception in the law for breastfeeding that makes his point. He says, if a woman's nipples are fit to be seen by the most innocent and impressionable portion of the population, babies
and toddlers.
Yeah,
that's not who we're worried about, sir.
Then it stands reason that nipples are not inherently sexual and are fit to be seen by the rest of the population.
So please let the girls take their tops off. Why are you guys thwarting me on this? I just want to free the nipple. Yeah, this guy just wants to see boobs.
I'm with him.
Of course you are.
I would love to see him, but the idea that
your insurance is about to go up.
The idea that there's nothing sexual in any way, shape, or form about about the female form, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's not a good argument. It's not a solid argument. He just wants to see boobs. You can't blame him. You know what? Good on you for trying. You know what, dudes? You've been trying and trying. Maybe someday it'll work out. Maybe someday you'll hit on just the right argument. But come on!
He's a progressive,
Sarah. He's a dirty old man.
He's not some pervert. He's a progressive.
I want to see a picture of him. I'll tell you. I'll just take one look at him and tell you.
He's for equality.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's true.
All right. The majority of adults still have their childhood teddy bear.
The majority? How is that possible?
This is the same people that did that stand-up desk story.
And 40% of those people actually still sleep with it in bed. With them.
That's ridiculous.
Do you have yours?
I think it's possible
that
in a box in the attic of the house that my mom is currently clearing. That it's there.
Ready?
No, but the new buyer is, so the packing underway. That it might be there. It was a red teddy bear, pretty standard, it didn't have any affiliation. It wasn't Disney or
just a red teddy bear,
red
like a
teddy
white
bear
patch on
with
its
belly. Exactly right.
Sure.
You had that same
one? I probably
had
the same one.
All right. Well, that's the one.
All right.
But no, I do not have it
at
home.
So it's possible it exists. So you are part of the 60% of people who still have their...
No.
Really?
I don't have it.
Well, don't you?
I don't,
if you wanted
though.
It, you could get it.
I don't want it, though.
It's in the world.
Do you realize how many things I've scattered all over the state of California and beyond as I've shed almost all of my possessions, to whether it be for sale or for a charity?
And yet you still have your childhood teddy bear. That is so sweet,
That's
Vinny.
The point. Do you have yours?
I don't think so.
Do you have any? I don't. Mm-mm.
Did you have one?
I had, it was more like Dumbo.
Oh, like a little elephant.
Yeah.
So it's stuffed animal.
And it was like pink with spots on it.
Pink elephant, really?
I can't even remember having a stuffed bear or a stuffed animal.
You don't remember having a stuffed animal at all?
I don't remember it. No, it's not coming to my mind.
Bryn, did you?
I had imaginary friends.
What?
I didn't.
You had imaginary friends?
Yeah.
Bryn's family, they all had to share the
my
same
kids got an imaginary
they
friend
all
too.
Had the
oh,
same teddy bear.
What? What's your kid? What's your kid's imaginary? I'll tell you about mine, but I want to hear about your kids first.
Josie.
And what does Josie do?
Josie has purple hair.
This is what only children do, by the way. Right. We have imaginary friends.
And Josie will be part of elaborate stories we're told at the dinner table and more.
Oh.
Oh, Josie, me. I'm like.
That's super healthy. Your kid's going to be super smart.
My kid had Jake and Turter.
So mine were Ralph. It was a black kid.
Hey,
and,
Ralph, good boy.
Oh, nice. You had a black friend.
And the other one was Cowboy Man.
Cowboy Man.
What was the black guy's name?
Ralph.
Ralph and Cowboy Man.
Yeah, me, Ralph, and Cowboy Man were always hanging out, the three
you,
of us.
You, Ralph, and Cowboy Man. You had a posse.
I did.
Oh, man, that's adorable.
Cowboy Man had a cowboy hat and a lasso.
I don't remember having one.
Well, if you have brothers and sisters, it's not as common. If you're this is an only child thing. You got to be at that level.
Did you have
that level?
You just had the teddy bear.
Yeah, that's it.
The
two
pink
brothers.
Elephant.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, the pink elephant
the pink
with polka dots.
Right.
Did Bryn say anything?
He didn't have one.
I think I had like a broken G.I. Joe or something like that with one arm.
I was passed down.
Probably old Dirty Dong broke
it. Probably was. Yeah, I don't remember.
When you guys were all sleeping in the same bed together.
I was going to say, there's no room in the bed for stuffed animals when the whole family's in there.
That was a few years of our childhood.
Yeah, we'll never let you live it down. Yeah.
You should.
I like it. I think it's great. You turned out healthy. Sarah. I think you're a very nice person. Oh, very well adjusted.
I don't want to give you a parenting advice of any, but including Josie in the conversation is a great idea.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Ask about Josie.
Yeah. See what if Josie likes.
So far, I can honestly tell you, I have not done that. So I'll have to look into it.
Just once or twice, you know, once a week.
Well,
maybe.
When you look at the new color,
validate this phony person she's made up.
It's not
up
a phony
in her
person;
head.
It's an imaginary friend.
Right.
It's a big deal. Super important.
Get it?
You know.
I wonder if Josie likes the new color in your kid's new room.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a good question.
That's an easy one to ask.
All these new hurdles. It's difficult.
When she tells you to be quiet, say, Josie would never say that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Good one.
So weird.
Maybe we'll throw you out and just keep Josie. How's that sound, huh?
You know, I should say in her defense, it seems like this obnoxious stuff that comes out of her every now and then is pretty normal. Like, you know, it happens to the other three-year-olds at the daycare, too.
Sure.
So, although my reaction tends towards childish and I want to fight back. Why you?
But you're maturing.
No, I don't do it. Right. I don't. And her mom handles it because her mom's really good at that stuff. So
parenting. It's a dream. Hooman, you should take it on. You'd be great at it. You always have advice for the parents.
Dude, I hear about the dream every time Vinny tells us a story. It sounds like a dream.
I'm reading about this imaginary friend, and it might be dangerous to acknowledge him.
Oh, my God. Just because here comes bad parenting.
Some
and bad
kids
advice.
Start to blame their imaginary friends for things that happen.
Yeah, those are the psycho kids. They're out there, but don't worry. You don't have one of those.
Be careful. There's a fine line, you know?
A fine line. Our text numbers. I don't know. 925 says, so Vinny won't touch your poop, but he will bleep a pig for you. So Sarah won't bleep a pig for you, but she will fish out your poop.
Yeah,
typical. Men will bleep anything and women will take all the S.
Yeah! Get him!
I said I would do that to save her life.
Yeah, that's why.
I wouldn't just do it. She's going to die or I have to do this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I would do that for her.
Thank you. Ever clog up a toilet, I'll help you out.
Don't play that.
I agree with Sarah. I totally smell chemistry between the couple of England. Get it? Smell. Those two could work out long term. They had fun and worked well together on a first date. Great story to tell future generations. A life filled with laughter. What more could you ask for?
A working toilet.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe handle the situation with a little bit more dignity. Like,
there she is upside down. I love that, sir. Like, I would be like, I love that person.
I'm going to need a little help.
Look at the mess they've made for themselves. This is great. Like, we're going to have some stuff to talk about. Tell me about some other things that have happened to you. Like, that's a person. Oh, my God. I love that. Love that story. So that was at the 6:30 news break, if you want to go back and listen on the podcast.
You know what?
Very funny.
There are those people who find themselves in those situations all the time. And at first, it seems cute, maybe charming a little. Mm. Might even draw you in, like you're saying now.
Right.
And then down the line, 10 years later, you're like, really? Again? Again with this stuff? You're wherever?
Right.
And whatever.
Your car's dangling by one wheel on the edge of a cliff, and now I have to come get you? What happened? Oh, there was a bee in the car?
It's not cute anymore.
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, it gets taxing.
Right.
Maybe this is a one-off. I don't know. Make for an interesting life. You'll always have something to post on Facebook. Isn't that the goal, Vin?
I'm tapping out.
All right. Are you really no text or anything?
Those were the texts.
Oh, were they? Didn't even hear them. Hey.
That was them.
We have a Hollywood Sasquatch sighting. It's crazy.
What?
More.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.